Well, let's bring in the man who suddenly made our night quite busy around, 12:30, 12:35 or so. Things really hit the fan on Green Avenue. And for that, we can thank Mr. Darren Drager from TSN. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Darren. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you right now?
In fact, I'm at ESPN Zone, just across from the Staples Center, and NHL and TSN set was just outside the ESPN Zone. So I'm here. I'm waiting for a taxi, heading back to the hotel, and getting ready for an early morning start on radio and all the things that we need to do in preparation for Game 4.
Well, we won't keep you too long, but you broke a heck of a story tonight, and everybody seems to be running with it. I think the whole city is awake right now. And it's been nice. First of all, you've managed to shift the focus of the city back to sports, which we all really appreciate. But what time did you get the news? Was it during the hockey game tonight that you heard about it?
Well, no, we've been working on it for the majority of the day, to be honest with you. And, you know, it's breaking in the sense that, you know, Michel Therrien has been identified as the next head coach of the Montreal Canadiens. But, you know, the reality is we and others who have followed this story closely in and around Montreal and across the National Hockey League had pinpointed it was a two-horse race in the final running between Mark Crawford and Michel Therrien. And so news came our way probably early this evening, late afternoon. But as you know, you got to make sure that all your loose ends are tightened up, and then it took a good portion of the evening to get to a place where we were finally ready to go public with it. So what we know is that there will be an announcement later this afternoon, and Michel Therrien will return to the bench of the Montreal Canadiens, and you know that will pretty much complete the hockey operations aspect of the Montreal Canadiens. Although I got to believe Marty Lapointe is also going to get hired in some way, shape, or form in the coming days as well. So this is a big announcement, but there might be one or two others before the draft comes around.
Do you see Marty Lapointe being named an assistant coach, or do you think there'll still be room for Randy Cunningworth on the team?
Well, that's going to be up to Michel Therrien. We know that Marc Bergevin has, you know, made it clear, and he did when he took over, that, you know, he wanted Randy Cunningworth and the coaching staff of the Montreal Canadiens to get ample consideration. And, you know, I'm sure Therrien will be able to do that. But I think that there's a couple of ways they could go with Marty Lapointe. Certainly an assistant coaching position is likely, or at least a possibility. Or, you know, maybe they slide him in with Scott Mellenby inside player personnel as well. But what's evident in all of this is just how hard Marc Bergevin has worked at making sure that he's surrounding himself with quality people, first and foremost, but people that he's very familiar with and comfortable with. And Marty Lapointe would certainly fit into that category.
We're joined by TSN's Darren Drager on the Kauffman Show. Darren, do you think that this is the right move for the organization?
Well, it's a good question. What I think is that when you get to a place where, you know, and I'm not being critical of this because I fully understand why, when one of your top priorities is French speaking for all the obvious reasons, well, that limits what the market is. And what I know about Michel Therrien is this, and it dates back to his days with Pittsburgh Penguins where I got to know him a little bit, is he is extraordinarily hardworking, so that's not going to be an issue. And, you know, I think that he learned a lot in his time with Pittsburgh and working with star players. And the coach of the Montreal Canadiens are going to see is going to be vastly different than his first tour of duty in Montreal and different than what his experience was in Pittsburgh. That was a learning experience for him. So I'm sure he's matured both as a man and as a coach. And he will be very thankful with the opportunity of getting back onto a bench where he belongs.
No doubt. I could imagine that he's quite surprised that he's getting to double dip, if you will, into the Canadiens organization.
Well, I suppose. I mean, my sense is that that question would have been brought up in the interviews that Marc Bergevin and Rick Dudley and Larry Carrier would have had with Michel Therrien. I'm sure Therrien asked that question. You know, do you have a problem with me returning? Is this an issue? Is this going to be an issue? And my sense would be if it was an issue, the interview process with Therrien would have ended pretty swiftly. But you know, again, not to, to pass judgment or give too much credit to how things are being handled. You know, the new regime with ownership down is a completely transparent operation. And this is a breath of fresh air, not only for, you know, those of us who cover the Canadians closely, but for Canadians fans as well. There, you know, there's going to be no sense of feeling threatened. You know, management isn't going to be concerned if media is asking why a player isn't on the ice. They want an open line of communication, and Bergevin fits the bill there. And they want to make sure there's an open line of communication between management and the coaching staff. And Michel Therrien will have a sound appreciation of that as well. So when we look at now the new regime of the Montreal Canadiens from management through the coaching staff, you're looking at a cohesive unit, a group that is willing and wanting to work together. And that certainly was not the case under the guidance of Pierre Gauthier.
Well, let's hope, like you said, that the new regime brings new and good change. Darren Dreger, thank you so much for your time tonight, and thanks for all your hard work and getting this story out while we were on air.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. Have a great night.